This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5, and time for a checkup. And good to see Dr. Lindsay Beakley from Southern Cancer Center back in studio. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
When we first started talking and getting an idea of a breast surgical oncologist. So for people who didn't hear the conversation last time, bring us up to date. So tell somebody like me, what does that mean?
So a breast surgical oncologist is a surgeon who has specialized in the surgical treatment of breast cancer.
And we got into a lot of the conversation last time about, I think you used the term radical. You don't, this idea that all these breast surgeries would be radical like they were in the old days, that and the lymph nodes and all that, and it's not always that way.
No, it's definitely not. In fact, we now know that breast conserving therapy is equivalent to a mastectomy in terms of a patient.
In other words, put it in Sullivanese, it's just as good.
Just as good. Absolutely.
That's got to mean so much for so many women out there.
It definitely does.
Does the disease dictate which procedure is performed? Like, as you look at this and you get the information, somebody comes in, they get a biopsy back, it's malignant. Does that dictate where you go?
It can. So not all breast cancer is created equally. And so there are different types of breast cancer, and a lot of the treatments, at least from a medical perspective, are determined by the biology of the cancer. And so what I tell patients is we're looking at it twofold. One is, what is your biology and what medicines is that going to dictate that you'll need to treat your breast cancer? From a surgical perspective, what I'm really looking at is, how large is the cancer?
Okay.
So the larger the cancer and maybe the smaller the breast size,
okay,
then we need to talk about options. Maybe breast conservation isn't the best option for achieving a good cosmetic result. And I think it's very important that women after breast surgery feel good about themselves.
Sure.
What I tell them is, you're never going to forget that you've been diagnosed, that you've had to go through lengthy treatment. But I don't want you to look at yourself in the mirror and be reminded that you've had to have a breast cancer surgery. So the cosmetic outcome, even if the patient says it doesn't matter to them, it matters to me.
And I think that's great to hear, but gosh, that's a lot of pressure, because number one job, you're fighting the cancer. You're getting rid of the cancer.
Absolutely.
At the same time, you're also thinking about this from a cosmetic angle.
I definitely am. And so
that's a lot, Dr. Beakley, to deal with. I mean,
well, it's part of what I do. It's what my training is in. And I think it's the care that every woman diagnosed with breast cancer deserves. And so we look at the breast volume in relation to the tumor size. There are ways that we can actually try to shrink down that cancer with medicine
before
surgery, so that maybe someone is on the cusp from a cosmetic standpoint. A mastectomy might be the better option. Well, if we can give them medicine up front and then convert them to a breast conserving surgery, we've got some more options. And even with a mastectomy, there are some women out there who will be better treated from a surgical standpoint with a mastectomy. There are also women out there, if they are found to be carriers of a genetic mutation, there actually might be a benefit to them undergoing mastectomy. And even that procedure has come a long way. Having a flat closure, so a mastectomy alone without reconstruction, is always an option for a woman. And it's important to talk to them about that option. We've gotten to the point where everyone has focused on reconstruction after a mastectomy, and that's a good option for some women, but a woman should always know that it's still within their right to choose to have a mastectomy alone. For those women who want breast reconstruction following a mastectomy, I specialize in skin-sparing techniques as well as nipple sparing techniques, where we're basically removing the breast from underneath the skin nipple envelope, and then a plastic surgeon performs the reconstruction.
Wow. It's just, there's so many options out there. And I saw a note from y'all. So I'm going to ask this question. This is, you know, do men, because, and it's this area that doesn't get talked about a lot, but I see, do men have procedure options? Because men do get breast cancer, right, Dr. Beakley?
Men can get breast cancer. So obviously, we don't see as many men diagnosed each year with breast cancer as we do women, but
it does happen.
They can develop a breast cancer. It does happen. It's very important for men diagnosed with breast cancer to undergo genetic testing because they are at a higher likelihood of having a genetic mutation, which has put them at a higher risk for developing breast cancer. Historically, men have been treated with a mastectomy, but we now know that men can safely undergo breast-conserving surgery as well.
But it is that's you were talking about earlier, that kind of ratio between the size of the cancer versus the size of the breast, in either way, right?
Right. For women, certainly. For men, a lot of their treatment options have come from data that's been basically based on women exclusively, just because of how rare the diagnosis of breast cancer in men is.
Is there some heredity to that, as there is in women? Is it that link? You know, you think about a mother or grandmother, daughter. Is that mother to son?
That's a great question, because most people who come into the office, when I start talking to them about their family's history of breast cancer, they focus on their mother's side of the family. So you could actually inherit a predisposition for developing breast cancer from your father's side. So when talking to women about genetic testing as it relates to their breast cancer diagnosis, we're looking at family history on both sides.
Something to think about. And the technology, every time I talk to somebody from Southern Cancer Center, it just blows me away with what y'all are doing. Talk about what options patients have for breast cancer prevention, right? The old ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure.
Right, absolutely. So in terms of breast cancer prevention, get healthy. So people need to focus on exercising. Okay. I tell ladies, you need to exercise at least 3 times a week for 30 minutes, not just aerobic, but some resistance training as well. If you can't get into a gym to lift weights, do body squats and wall push-ups at home. You don't have to run a marathon.
So anaerobic as well as aerobic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then focus on a healthy eating lifestyle as well. Green leafy vegetables, whole grains, vitamin D3, over the counter.
Yeah. And they come in gummy bear form too. So it's,
do they really?
Yeah, they do.
All right.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Good to know.
So, okay, you're like, you feel like you're eating candy, but you're getting D3. What types of questions do people, I mean, if somebody comes to y'all, gets that diagnosis, sends off the biopsy, I mean, that's the procedure, right? I mean, that's the first step, is to come see you at Southern Cancer Center.
It absolutely is. So if a lady has an abnormal mammogram and her internist or OBGYN has set her up for a biopsy, after having that biopsy, if the results show cancer, then I would be their stop. Come in and see me so we can talk about what your treatment options are.
Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for the information.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Dr. Lindsay Beakley, our guest right here on Midday Mobile.